He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is June the 23rd. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's see. How are we starting off a new week as we continue that march, as we continue to hit new highs, and we continue that march to 1,700 or 2,000 on the S&P and 17,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Well, right now we're 64 points away from 17,000. The Dow is down 10 points so far this morning. The Dow is at 16,936. The S&P actually just went positive by a skosh, up about half a point, 1963. It was a very good year. That's where we're at on the S&P 500 right now, while the NASDAQ has also just gone positive here. It's up by a point and a half. We're at 4,369 on the NASDAQ. Gold, sitting chilly today here. It's at 1313. Not a lucky number there at all. Gold had a good day Thursday, I believe, had one of its biggest days of the year. I wrote about gold in my newsletter over the weekend. Gold is at $13.13 this morning. Crude oil is actually steady here this morning. Crude oil is at $106.60, but the Brent crude is at $115, and it's looking at a new nine-month high here today. The euro is at 1.36. The 10-year yield is pretty steady here, given all of the gyrations in the market. 2.60 is where the 10-year is at the current time. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, as we look at the events in the world, as we look at the geopolitical concerns, how is that affecting our markets right now? Should investors be worried? I've tackled this subject several times this year. In fact, I've addressed the question, why would anybody want to own stocks right now with the Middle East exploding once again? And I gave many reasons why investors should own stocks right now. And I gave many, many examples of stocks that are breaking out and hitting new highs because of the conditions in the world. And doesn't that usually flavor how the market is doing at any given point in time? Conditions in the world. Those conditions in the world include inflation, the interest rate environment, who's fighting with who, who's lowering rates, who's juicing their economy with stimulus. All of these things play into our portfolios. And some would say just ignore the conditions in the world and just buy a good index fund and ride through it through thick and thin. I am not one of those types of advisors, or nor am I a practitioner of index investing, staying fully invested through thick or thin. Having said that, I reiterated again in my newsletter over the weekend that I have been fully invested throughout this whole five-year period of time in the market. And yeah, there's been times when I've raised a little bit of a warning flag here and there and said, hey, be careful here. But since that March 2009 low, in fact, I'm going back over each and every newsletter tediously for the last 5 years. I'm doing my audit on them. So far, haven't found any major errors, maybe a little one here or there, but no material changes or anything, no material impact on the overall portfolio. But just reading back on those newsletters from 2009, boy, that brings back some bad memories. That was some rough, rough times in our economy. People losing their homes, people losing equity in their homes, people losing their jobs. And look how far the market has come since then. When I was writing those newsletters back in March of 2009, the S&P 500 was clear down around 667. And what was I telling people at that time? That it looks up from here. I don't think we go any lower, and I would be fully invested right here, right now. Didn't have a lot of people that had a lot of faith in that prognostication back then, but it turned out to be a correct one. And I haven't been one of those who's been warning about money printing and the destruction of the dollar and loading up on gold, even though I don't rule that out at some point in the future, not at all. But for the moment, for the last 5 years, the money has been made in stocks, in equities. Equities have outperformed gold by a wide margin over the last 5 years. Equities have outperformed bonds by a wide margin over the last 5 years. And equities have outperformed real estate by a wide margin over the last 5 years. Yet a lot of people are still afraid of stocks. Just the very words stock market sends a shiver down their spine. They think of a big gambling casino with roulette wheels going around and slot machines whirring and spinning and humming and singing and, you know, this one big gambling casino. But you know what? There's some sense to it all. Doesn't it make sense right now that the energy stocks are the leadership stocks in the market? You now have black gold at $107, $106 per barrel. And did you know that every cent, every red cent that we spend per gallon on gas, let's say gas goes from $4.10 per gallon to $4.11 tomorrow. That takes $1 billion out of the economy and puts it into our gas tank instead. And doesn't that explain why you look at these consumer stocks like Walmart and Abercrombie and Fitch and American Eagle and on and on and on, Tractor Supply, some of the former high flyers, Target stores, TJ Maxx, Ross stores. Just look at the charts of those consumer stocks. They look awful right now. Why? You know what? More and more of our money is going into our gas tank instead of at the mall, and that's impacting the consumer. Therefore, doesn't it just make sense that the consumer stocks would not be a good place to be invested in right now? And instead, those energy stocks, which are benefiting from conditions in the world right now? That's why it's so important in my book to track these trends every week in the sectors of the market and in the asset classes of the market. Last year, it was a go-go market. It was the high-flying, high PE stocks which were getting in that last sip of stimulus in the punch bowl from the Fed before the Fed started to withdraw it and wean us off of that stimulus. And now the stimulus is disappearing, it's drying up, and the market shifted in a completely different direction, hasn't it? This year's all about value. This year's all about dividends. This year's all about large cap. And as it relates to the sectors, it's no longer the high-flying social media stocks. Although they're making a bit of a comeback, they still don't really have their sea legs back. Instead, the stocks that I see pounding out new highs, I was just starting to look at some of my stocks here this morning before we got going on the radio show. And one of the first ones I looked at was Carrizo Oil and Gas, CRZO. Look at the chart on that thing, hitting a new all-time high again today. It's up another 1% today, and that represents, a new 52-week high. This stock was $6 back in 2009, and today it's $69 and hitting new highs. Why? Because it's benefiting from the conditions in the world right now. That's why I think it's important to stay on top of what's taking place in the world. And, boy, does it show up in the app? Does it show up in the sector rankings? Does it show up in the asset class rankings? Boy, does it. In fact, that's what we like to do here once a week, is take a look at the big picture of the market. Is the five-year bull in jeopardy right now? Should we be pulling in our horns, taking some profits on the table? Is it still going strong? What are the prospects for interest rates going forward? Should bondholders be worried here? If you're waiting to refinance your home, should you pull the trigger now or should you wait? All of these answers, at least in my opinion, we're going to take a look, and I'll answer them the best I can today by taking a look, stepping back and looking at the big, big picture of the market. Where are the leading asset classes, the leading sectors? How should we be invested right now? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know what? We need to stop and step back for a moment and take a look at the big picture of the market. Ask any artist who's had his eyeballs about 6 inches from his painting for too long. Every once in a while, that artist has got to set down his paintbrushes, step back, and look at the big picture of the painting to make sure that he's not getting off base there somewhere in the fine details of the painting and losing the overall aesthetics of the painting itself. And that's important to do in the stock market, too. Sometimes we get so pinned down and so narrow in the market and so focused on the details. I've known people like that. You ever know people that get so focused on the details of things, they never get the big picture done? And you've got to step back in the market and take a deep breath and take a look at where we are in the big picture of the market. So far this year, you know, we're going to hit the halfway point here in about a week of the year 2014. I know. Where does the time go? Well, we're almost halfway through. We will have, in fact, Monday will be October, will be June 30th. And that will be the last day of the quarter. And next Tuesday, we begin a brand new month and a brand new quarter. And we'll have reached the halfway point of the year. And here we are at this point in the year. The S&P 500 is up 6.2%. If you took away the energy stocks out of the S&P 500, I would venture to say that the S&P 500 would be flat, maybe even slightly down this year, because it's been the energy stocks that have carried this thing forward. Throw in a little bit of technology stocks, the chip stocks in particular, and halfway through the year, almost, we're up 6.2% on the S&P 500. I don't think we're going to do the 29% that we did last year in the market. I warned at the beginning of this year on January the 3rd that this would not be another year like we had in 2013. In fact, I put up a yellow flag. I said, you gotta have to be really careful. And we had a major sell-off in the market in February and March in the former leaders of 2013. At almost the halfway point of the year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up just 2.2%. That's it, 2.2%. And again, I would say you take out the energy components, which would be what, Chevron, Exxon, and you'd probably be flat on the year in the S&P 5 or in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is up just 2.2%. It was up 26.5% last year. That's a big difference. 2.2% so far this year. How about that NASDAQ, which was screaming last year? The NASDAQ tore up the track last year for a 37.8% return. So far this year, a paltry 4.6%. Oh, it's not bad. Halfway, we're on about a 10% pace here. Maybe we can do that in the NASDAQ before the year's over. Only time will tell. But we're nowhere close to where we were at last year at this time. We're up 4.6% on the NASDAQ. Now, last year's leadership. As I looked at the asset classes in 2013, I sounded like a broken record week after week after week after week. I said, look, it's all about the United States equities this year. And it's all about small cap stocks here in the U.S. Last year, small cap stocks were up 39.6%. Wow. Let's bring back 2013, can we? No, we can't do that. So far this year, small cap stocks are up 2%. And again, you take away the energy component, and I would venture to say that the small cap index is actually negative so far this year, but it does have an energy component, and there are a lot of oil and gas stocks in that small cap index, and that's helping it to at least be positive by a scant 2%. Now let's take a little look around the world. Overall, the emerging markets are up 6% so far this year. I predicted at the beginning of the year that this would be a good year for the emerging markets. Well, I mean, they're ahead of the S&P so far, or now they're about tied with the S&P. They're well ahead of the Dow, and they're well ahead of the NASDAQ. They're not exactly screaming, although some are, which we'll get to here in a moment. But the emerging markets as a whole, if you had just invested in an emerging market index, you're up 6% so far this year. India is the leading emerging market, up 23.9%. It's been quiet for the last 3 weeks or so. I'm still a believer in India, the rebound, the election that they had, the out with the old and in with the new. I think that could be a several-year bull run in India. Only time will tell. But it is the leading emerging market, and it's the leading market in the world right now, up 23.9%. China has been a big drag on the emerging markets. China is negative for the year. China is down 1.4%. China is not the growth engine that it once was. China is not booming like it once was. Oh, I know, 6, 7% growth is still way better than what we have here in the U.S., which is roughly about 2% growth, somewhere in there, 2 to 3% growth. China's stock market is down 1.4% year to date. Canada's having a good year. Canada is up 10% year to date. Why? A lot of natural resources, a lot of oil, a lot of energy, trains, pipelines. It's all boding well for the Canadian markets, up 10%. Brazil up 11% year to date. Now, they have not had their elections yet. They'll have their elections in October of this year. We're getting a look at the good side of Brazil this year with the World Cup going on. But there's some dark sides of Brazil, especially in their politics, in their government, corruption. No, I can't imagine that. Brazil is up 11% year to date. They're hoping for sweeping change come this October. The bond market. The 10-year Treasury is up 3.6% this year. I think that surprises everybody. But then again, with all the political turmoil we've had in 2014, it shouldn't surprise anybody that there's been a little bit of flight to safety here in the bond market. In 2014, oil is up 13.2% year to date. That has really boosted the energy stocks. And lastly, gold up 6.3% year to date. That's where we are, almost halfway through the year. That's the big picture. When we come back, I want to take a look at the five-year-old bull. Is it in jeopardy? What are the leading asset classes right now, and what are the leading sectors? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yeah, just went over Sempra Energy, which is a local San Diego stock, a local news channel 6, XETV here in San Diego. We had an article over the weekend in the Union Tribune about the top CEO pay in San Diego, and they were going through the publicly traded companies. And they listed all these CEOs and how much they make. And, you know, some of these are stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital. I saw Jay Flatley of Illumina, how much he made last year in salary. and I saw Isis Pharmaceutical, and I saw Dexcom, three stocks that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. But the one I focused in on today on Channel 6 was Sempra Energy, which is our local utility. It's the old San Diego Gas and Electric. And it was reported over the weekend that the CEO there makes $7 million, made $7 million last year. And then I went through the returns of the stock over the years. How has she done for shareholders? And in fact, when I graded the returns of Sempra Energy against all of the other stocks out there, 3,800 in my database, she gets an A-, or the company does. She has not been the CEO for 10 years. She's been the CEO for about 3 or 4 years. The stock has done tremendously well for shareholders over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years. And, you know, it's the local utility. Shareholders have got to be really, really happy with those returns. Now, whether or not you think she's getting paid too much or not enough, you know, that's a whole different discussion. I'm looking at it from the shareholder's perspective. Should they be happy with the performance of the stock over the years? And I would say, you know, being a utility, not being one of the great growth engines of our economy, but being able to deliver those types of returns, which were up in the 20% per year area over the last 10 years, while the market's delivered about 5, that's pretty doggone good returns in Sempra Energy. One other thing I would add to that, though, that's been in a falling interest rate environment, which is favorable to utilities. It'll be interesting to see the next 5 years, whether or not they can keep up those kinds of returns in a little bit more of a challenging, I would think, more of a challenging interest rate environment. Okay, we're stepping back. We get sometimes so mired down, so bogged down into the details here of the market that we can't see the forest through the trees. And every once in a while, you've got to step back. And you've got to say, hey, let's take a look at the big picture of the market, which is what we're doing here today. We're halfway, almost halfway through the year. And we see, you know, paltry returns. Look, we're not negative, but we're not scorching up the track like we were last year. S&P up 6% year to date. Dow up 2.2% year to date. And I would argue you take out those energy components of the Dow and the S&P 500. And you probably are about even or slightly negative on the year, okay? Now, let's take a big look at the indexes around the world. Last year, it was all about the United States of America. Well, you know, you can see the S&P's up 6. It's still one of the leading indexes in the world. There's really nothing else out there other than India, which is up about 22, 23% year-to-date. Also, Canada, which is up 10%. Brazil, which is up 11%, but that's a big change from last year. Because last year, it was all about the United States of America. There were no other markets in the world that were pitching in, carrying their weight last year in the world. It was all about the United States. And this year, at least we've got a little bit more global participation in the way of Canada and in the way of Brazil and in the way of India, that are helping investors make some money around the world. So I think we really need to keep our eye on these indexes going forward. I think as the year progresses, we're going to continue to get more and more separation from the poor performing indexes in the world, the countries that are struggling right now, from the countries that are still doing okay and their markets are doing okay. As we look at the asset classes in the world, okay, now this is the old asset allocation argument. The asset allocator would say, basically based on your age, you should have so much in bonds and so much in stocks. That's really the first question you have to answer as an investor. How much should I have in the bond market and how much should I have in the stock market? And, you know, if you're going to base it on your age, the old adage would say you're 70 years old, you should have 70% of your money in bonds and 30% in stocks. Well, you know what? I'm a believer in taking a look around the world and seeing where the best asset classes are and eliminating the ones that are doing poorly right now, that aren't flourishing right now instead of investing in those that are flourishing right now. And it continues to be equities. It continues to be the stock market that is flourishing. I would much prefer a portfolio of dividend-paying stocks, 25 or 30, as opposed to a bond portfolio. Let's just look at the track record of bonds. Last year, the bond market, this is just U.S. Treasuries, was down 7.2%. The S&P 500 was up 29%. Did I give you good advice last year? I said I would not own any bonds whatsoever. That was 2013. And when you look at the end of the year results, the 10-year bond was down 7.2%. The long bond was down 16% last year. And the equities market up 29%. And I continue personally to give that same advice. You might want to have a little exposure to the bond market just for safety's sake as a cash alternative. But in order to make money on the capital gain side of things in the bond market, you're going to have to see interest rates fall. And I just don't see that in the cards unless the whole world starts to blow up again, which it could. And you get a massive flight to safety back into bonds. That could push the bond yield down 2.2%, 2.3% if that were to happen. But if we kind of continue to go along at the pace we're going, and if the Fed continues to pull back and taper on their bond buying program, I just don't think that the prospects for lower interest rates are real good right now. If I was looking at locking in a loan, you know, I would either hope for big world geopolitical concerns to lower those rates, or I would probably, you know, just say, I don't think it's going to get much better than it is right now with the 10-year at about 2.6%. I still don't like the prospects for the bond market going forward. And as far as that other asset class out there besides stocks, that shiny gold stuff called precious metals, you know, I just am not convinced yet. I'm seeing some action there. It's up 6.3% so far this year. But as I look at the ranking of the asset classes right now, I still see gold at or near the bottom. What do I see at the top? I see stocks at the top. I see U.S. large caps. Large cap dividend payers, oil and gas pipeline stocks, mid cap value. These continue to be the best asset classes in an asset allocation right now. I would still be heavily, heavily weighted in equities. And if you're older and if you're conservative, then you want to weight towards large cap dividend paying stocks like the ones that are in my income portfolio, which has a dividend yield of about 3.5-3.4% at the current time. If I had gold in my asset allocation right now, I would not go overboard with it. Yes, it's an inflation hedge. Yes, it's a hedge against world calamity. But it has not been a very good investment over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, or over the last 5 years. And for now, I don't see it being a leading asset class. And lastly, the worst asset class to be invested in, listen up, all you bears and all you naysayers and all you doomsday newsletter writers, I've been saying for 5 years, the worst thing you could be doing right now is shorting the market, betting against the market. The shorts continue to get clobbered. The bears continue to get grumpier and grumpier and grumpier. They've been pounded for the last 5+ years. Being long stocks is still, in my book, the best place to be in this market. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we have covered Iraq and how that's impacting the market, given the fact that for every 1 cent rise in oil in gas prices, that takes $1 billion out of the economy, and that we spend at restaurants, at the shopping mall, on Amazon.com, at the computer store, etc., etc., etc. That continues to be a dominant theme in the market here in 2014. This makes common sense, doesn't it? If more money's going into your gas tank and less money's going to the shopping mall, doesn't it make more sense to be heavily weighted this year in those energy stocks and have very little weighting to those consumer discretionary stocks, which are taking it on the other end? They're at the other end of this exchange. They're the ones that are suffering because of what's going on in the world. And the energy stocks are the ones that are actually benefiting from what's going on. Very, very important stuff to remember here. We went over the year-to-date scorecard. Oh, this is not 2013, is it? This has been a tough slog. I've had a couple of really good weeks, though, and it's continuing today. As I am heavily weighted in the energy patch, and that's really helping my portfolios considerably, as many of them continue to hit new all-time highs, that continues to be one of the big themes here in 2014, which I've been parroting now for quite some time. We just went through the leading asset classes in the market. In a nutshell, I would just say the leading asset class is stocks. That's where I'm invested, 100% in stocks. I don't own any bonds. I don't own any precious metals. Do I own any REITs, real estate investment trusts? Not really. I'm in stocks. I'm in equities still, until further notice. And as I step back from this painting we call the five-year, three-month-old bull market, I still see a powerful bull going on. No, it's not as powerful as it was last year. But the slope of the line hasn't really changed that much. If you connect two dots, go back to March of 2009, you've got a dot down here, and you've got a dot today. Almost the end of the quarter of 2014, halfway through the year almost, connect the two dots. And you're going to see an upsloping line. It's called an uptrend, a primary uptrend. That's the primary direction of the line is up. And that's another name for a bull market. We continue to be in a bull market for stocks. And you can take a look at the other asset classes, gold. We're not in a bull market for gold. We're not in a bull market for bonds. That came and went. The bull market is in equities, stocks. So if I'm an income investor, personally, I want to own equities that pay dividends because I have a shot at some capital appreciation in addition to the dividends. And if I'm a high growth investor, I want to own stocks. If I'm a conservative type of investor, again, I want to own stocks. Now, that's not going to be the case forever. Eventually, it's going to come to an end. I am not an index buy and hold kind of guy. I'm always watching. I'm always vigilant. I always have 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door. But it's been in the door for the last 5+ years, and it remains in the door today until further notice. It will change at some point in time. Now, as we fine-tune this thing just a little bit more, as we bring this thing home, this radio show for today, let's take a look at the leading sectors in the market. Number one, the S&P Oil and Gas Exploration Index, number one right now. Number two is its twin, the Dow Jones Oil and Gas Exploration Index. Maybe they vary by just a few stocks here and there. They're basically the same. But those are the number one and two sectors in the world right now. The exploration companies. The number three sector right now is the energy sector. Now that would bring into account the pipelines, a little broader approach, the oil service stocks, the oil equipment stocks. The number four sector is the S&P energy sector, which is very close to the Dow Jones energy sector. Very little difference, I would imagine, but those are your top four sectors in the market, and it shouldn't come as any surprise. Number five is a sector that I've beefed up my exposure to here recently, the biotech sector, an old friend from last year. Number six, the pharmaceutical sector, a kissing cousin to the biotechs. Number seven, the utility index, and number eight, global energy, which is a wide swath of energy stocks. Now we're getting into stocks around the world that are involved in getting energy for our economies around the world. So, stocks, in my book, still the best place to be. Still in a 5-year, 3-month-old bull market until further notice. More specifically, U.S. stocks, a little bit of India, maybe some South America, Canada doing real well. Those are the best areas in the world right now. Drill down a little bit, literally and figuratively, into the energy patch because of geopolitical concerns in the world. Energy stocks did poorly last year. They're doing very well this year, thank you. And that's where I am heavily weighted. Then if you want to get into the individual stocks that are flourishing right now, you can look at my model portfolios in my newsletter. Large gap portfolio of conservative stocks, the income stocks, the aggressive stocks, the ETF portfolio, and the mutual fund portfolio. Something for everybody there in the newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and have a look at the model portfolios and how they're doing, how they've done this year, how they did last year, how they've done over time, and what I currently own and what I've currently added and deleted from these portfolios. Again, that's pwstreet.com. And if you say, you know what, I like the way this guy talks, and I don't have the time to do it myself, I'm going to give this guy a call. I manage money for people all across America. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.